The Traveler's Guide to Life, Tips for Fulfilling Life Now Until the Journey's End, Season 4, Roadmaps. Episode 3, Souvenirs, Legacy, What You Leave Behind.
My husband and I went to Nova Scotia back in 2019. It was our empty nest trip. The last kid was in college. And when we were on the beach, I saw a little sliver of a shell hidden in the sand. And I reached down and picked up that little sliver, and it turned out to be a whole beautiful moon shell, just completely one piece altogether. And so we brought that home. And it sits on the windowsill. And every time I see that, I remember that trip. And it's the perfect souvenir because it just takes you right back to that moment for what you treasured in that. And I think that's the really wonderful part about legacy. And I love this topic. And this is part of the Roadmaps to the Journey's End online resource. And sometimes, you know, if you're having a hard time saying, where do I start? This is a great place to start, don't you think?
Fabulous place to start. Absolutely fabulous. And it is those I think we always look at life at these big adventures. And sometimes it's those tiny pieces that make them big adventures. Mm-hmm. I had a similar thing with heart stones in the Mediterranean when I went to Spain with my daughter. Mm. And my mom had just died and she collected hearts. So when we saw all these heart-shaped stones, we thought, oh my gosh, she's here with us.
Right.
And that's what made the trip. I mean, mm-hmm. It was a fabulous trip, but that it's those small things that mm-hmm. I think we see perhaps not as significant, but they're very significant. And I think that's a struggle that people have with legacy as well. It has to be big and grandiose. And it's like, no, I don't think so at all. I think it's those chats that you have. They're very spontaneous. I'm sitting by the fire outside. It's, you know, going someplace and having this fabulous time that was very unexpected and that everyone enjoyed. Those are the legacy pieces that right. we leave behind.
Right. And I think people get confused because they think the legacy are the valuables that, yes, if a trust has been set up and that helps you financially, that's a great gift. But legacy is about the values, not the valuables.
Right.
And the values that we pass on that we want to instill right. often within the next generation and how people remember how you love them, what you wanted to pass on as far as your idea of a life well lived
right.
and life lessons. Those are the legacy things. Pieces that we pass on, and that's what we want to concentrate on. How do you do that?
Right, and I think we're at a time when we're not thinking about those things. It's infusing more kindness into our vocabulary. And what is it that we want our kids to remember? We certainly don't want them to remember us yelling at them for not picking stuff up. But remember that time we went outside and went down to the path and you found a deer bone and how excited you were about that and how much we appreciated nature and just letting it stay there instead of taking it home like my son wanted to do. Instead, he did tours down to this deer bone and showed everybody who wanted to see. Those are the little pieces that right. really stick out. And it's teaching them appreciation for things. And when are those moments of appreciation? Taking them to their first Broadway show. And for my daughter, it was a musical, Kiss Me, Kate. And it was just so amazing that music just still continues to resonate with her.
Right.
So it's those, again, it's just those little things that make a huge difference.
Right. And legacy is about capturing that. So how mm-hmm. do you capture that memory, that souvenir, and pass it on? And one of the workshops that we've done at hospice that I've helped lead is about writing legacy letters.
Right.
And which is similar to an ethical will, both are concentrated on putting down your values in writing to pass on. So it may, you know, sometimes the hardest part is just get started. You know, I've never told you this before, but
right.
these are the things I remember about our time together, about right. going to the Broadway show, about time and nature, and writing it down in the form of a letter. And sometimes people do that and they seal it up and they give it to the executor and that's passed out after your death. Some people find such value in the exercise that they give it then, or they give it on a birthday or on a holiday.
Right.
So legacy letters is one way to capture that, and also capturing family history in writing down your family tree, whether that's on a piece of paper or you do it right. online. Those things get lost unless someone stops to say, you remember great-great-great-grandma Jane.
Right, and you're always surprised at what you learn. There's Knowing Your Roots is on PBS right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's celebrities, and you just want them to pick you instead of the celebrities.
Right.
But they're in awe of what they're learning about ancestors in some cases they didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And it also speaks to the lineage of that sturdy, rock-hard person that, mm-hmm. you know, was able to survive a lot of things. And knowing your roots is part of your legacy.
Right.
Knowing where your family comes from and how long they've been around, that's part of your legacy.
Right, right. And I think the key is picking the way that really appeals to you mm-hmm. and captures that value that you want to pass on.
Right.
I think I've shared in a past episode, my mother, who is still alive, put together years ago a cookbook for each of us that has all her recipes that we grew up with. And there's like a little story, you know, this is, we did this, or you know, this was your dad's favorite salad. But every time we use that book, it's family. And one time when I taught a legacy workshop, people were writing legacy letters, and sometimes they say, do a list, or do, you know, if you, the written narrative works for you. And this one person said what worked for him was making a crossword puzzle. And the clues were family memories, but he was a crossword puzzle person. The family was, they were a puzzle family. And that was how he wanted to pass on the legacy, by leaving the crossword puzzle to solve and remember. And so it's finding, there's so many inventive ways. You can visual,
yeah.
you can do foods, you can do music. You know, it's a lot of fun.
And or books.
Or you books.
Could, you know, as having grandkids, it's saving those books that were real critical to my children,
mm-hmm.
and they were critical to me growing up. And it's having some of those older ones that just still, you know, really resonate, you know, 64 years later.
Right.
That's legacy. Why did that? Because it struck a chord.
Right.
And it was something that I valued
right.
Growing up.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah. So I think, you know, the key to it is remembering why you're doing it.
Yeah.
And finding, you know, what you want to pass on, then find the how that works best for you.
Right.
And start by maybe making a list or maybe writing it, and that may just spin off into your hobby or
absolutely
how,
whatever
how you love, right.
yeah some people do t-shirt quilts
right
there's all kinds of ideas
mm-hmm.
And I you know a lot of people say well I'm not that creative you know what you like go for that
mm-hmm.
use that as a tool
right
yeah
right and if you do get interested in doing a legacy letter there are books a lot of books available I know there's resources on our website about
there.
Legacy letters
there.
And there's books available through the hospice library
right.
So to find out more information about hospice go to
www.hospiceslv.org
All right I'm Linda Potter
I'm Mary Jones
we'll see you on the road